Chapter 1 Journey to Soldier Island. He remembered Soldier Island from when he was a boy. Just a rock, really, covered in birds, about a mile from the coast. A strange place for a house. Mr. Justice Wargrave looked out of the window of the train. He thought about what he knew from newspapers about Soldier Island. After a rich American built a house there, it was bought by a Mr. Owen. Or was it? Was it, in fact, the secret home of Miss Gabrielle Turl, the film star? Or did the mysterious Mr. L buy it for his new wife? The newspaper reporters could only guess, but Soldier Island was clearly news. Mr. Justice Wargrave took a letter out of his pocket. The handwriting was difficult, but some words were very clear. The letter was signed by Lady Constance Cullmington, and it was an invitation to Soldier Island.
Dear Lawrence, years since I heard from you, must come to Soldier Island, beautiful place, 12:40 from Paddington. Meet you at Oakbridge.
He remembered their last meeting, about 7 or 8 years ago. She was on her way to Italy then, for the sun. Now, she had an island. Yes, that made sense. Mr. Justice Wargrave smiled, and then he slept. Vera Claythorne was in a less comfortable part of the train, with 5 other passengers. It was so hot travelling by train today. But she was on her way to the sea. She was lucky to get this job during her holidays. It was better than looking after children. The letter came from a woman called Una Nancy Owen.
You can start work on August the 8th. I will send someone to meet your train, the 12:40 from Paddington. I am sending £5 for your journey.
The address on the letter was Soldier Island, Sticklehaven, Devon.
Soldier Island. The place was always in the newspapers. Nobody seemed to know who the owner was.